Simply Done, the podcast network. Desire will make foolish people do, and I never dreamed that I'd love somebody like you, and I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. Oh, I wanna fall. No, I wanna fall in love with you. What a wicked game to play, to make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do, to let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say, you never felt that way. What a wicked thing to do, to make me dream of you. And I wanna fall in love. No, I wanna fall in love with you.
Everybody take it easy on Scaremaster. He has HIV.
Bullshit.
Well, you're the one back there. I'm sick. I got HIV.
I never said I had HIV, you
fool. I think you did. Come on, play that tune again, dude. Play the song again, Dan. That's the tune.
Oh. Coming to you from the world-famous Comedy Store in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Green Podcast. Hello, once again, I'm your old pal, Don Barris.
I'm Paul, and I'm the star of the show, Scary Perry.
Together, we are the Big Three. Well, this is our second show from the world-famous Comedy Store.
We did one already, right?
Yes, we did, and we did it. Yeah, Perry got a little agitated, I remember, at one point. Why were you so agitated the first time?
I'm trying to get over this effing laryngitis bullshit.
What happened to you, Scaras? Why is your throat so worked?
It's called having a little cold.
Yeah, but that was like a month ago you had a cold. But why is it so irritated? Why is your throat so messed up and irritated as if it's been just like hammered and hammered and hammered?
Well, how could something like that happen?
Got in trouble.
Sorry.
Anyway, you know what? I felt a little bad. If we are doing these in back-to-back weeks, so last week's show, you were very agitated by the end of the show. You were actually screaming to the point where you almost lost your voice.
Yeah. And then you were really like weirded out when I was trying to show you Dominic's cool tarantula.
I remember that, and he was being very nice about the whole thing. That went down the front of your shirt, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to do this week, I wanted to start out because we have portrayed your people, the Italian people, as lazy, scummy, slimy.
You know what? Let me tell you something about the Italian people. They're not
but you know
lazy.
What, Perry, let me Perry, let me finish. Worthless scumbags of the
we're
fucking
not
planet.
Lazy, we're not worthless.
Perry,
we're not
stop!
Scumbags.
They're like we this. Stop, Perry. Perry, let me finish. I'm going to give you a chance. They're the shit on the boot of the
country. Yeah, you're the shit on the boot.
But so this week I decided what we could do to start out this show is we're going to have a new segment called Italians and Their Contribution to Society.
Which I don't have with me.
And hosting this segment, an Italian himself. This is the Scare Master, Scary Perry Caramello.
Mamma mia! Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da! Pizza, pasta, spicy meatballs.
You want to know some Italians that have done a great contribution
yes.
to this world?
Not my Mario great Andretti. Uncle, my don't say Mario Andretti.
Don't.
My great uncle, Al
Capone. Who knows if Corsi's grandpa used to be Al Capone's boyfriend?
Corsi was an actor that worked with Rudolph Valentino.
Wait a minute, guys, we're talking over each other. Mole, what did you say there?
I was just bringing up the fact that Perry's grandfather used to be Al Capone's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Al Capone's tailor, not his fucking boyfriend.
Taylor.
Then, of course, we remember Cookie Caramello was a chef in the Navy that helped
his
out
name
people.
Is not Cookie. It was Sonny Caramello.
Sonny Cookie Caramello.
Yeah, Sonny Side Up. Come on, I don't know what that means.
And then Perry, following tradition of his father and grandfather with the Randy Callahan thing, and that's why we're all here celebrating the 20th anniversary.
You fucking homo! You're a fucking sick homo!
Okay, now what we're going to do on this show is at midnight, we are going to celebrate, because the actual date that you were with Randy Callahan was the 26th of June. So when the clock strikes midnight, and just as a side note, we'll cut this out later, it's about 1:45, so we got about 15 minutes. So if you guys want to order champagne and get that ready for the celebration, now would be the time. All right, but anyway, we interrupted that right in the middle of your new segment called Italians and Their Contribution to Society. So pick it up from there.
What Italians do you want me to add in there?
Mario Andretti.
We can throw in Mario Andretti.
No Mario Andretti.
Those are the race car drivers, the family.
All right, name five Italians that have accomplished anything in their life.
Christopher Columbus.
Jewish guy actually discovered America.
Jew.
Al Corsi.
Who's Al Corsi?
Al Corsi was a male model. Was around the time.
Whoa!
Who was a
Al Corsi male model?
Was around
a door
the time.
We never opened before.
Rudolph Valentino.
Whoa!
Rudolph Valentino.
No!
Frank.
Let's go back to Al Corsi male model.
Male model.
This is like a Lifetime movie.
Frankie Valli.
Wait a minute. Let's go back to your uncle. My God.
No,
hold on. Stop, Perry. Perry.
Perry,
you opened up something we have to touch base with. Your uncle was a male model?
Yeah.
Show us a pose. One pose. One signature pose. Al Corsi pose. All right. Okay, he's doing a monthly spread for Linguini monthly. And he goes, and they go, hey, Al, show us one of your Linguini poses, eating Linguini. Come on, don't be shy, Al. Come on, Al. Eat some Linguini.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Al Corsi eating Linguini. Lose the jacket, dude. Lose the jacket.
By the way, we have found... Show them your fanny pack. Show them your fanny pack. We recently found there's a fire log in that fanny pack, and he carries that around. Perry, you know what you ought to do? Let's pretend you're modeling, because there's a lot of people with
model
cameras
the fanny
here.
Pack.
Stand up, take off the coat, and model the fanny pack just to show. Would you like to see that? Could have flipped you, Perry. Could have flipped you. Here, Mole's going to help. Mole's going to help.
I'm helping you get the Trailmaster on.
Sit down. Sit down. You too.
I got to have a mic by you in case you say some brilliance.
Some brilliance?
I swear to God, it feels like I'm looking at Al Corsi right now.
I don't like what you're about to do.
Okay, let's see a couple model poses. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of your uncle, Mr. Al Corsi, everybody, the Scare Master. Point to the fanny pack.
If you be my bodyguard, you can be my long lost.
Point to the fanny pack. Point to you're showing off the fanny pack.
I'll show off me.
You're getting playful. Look at who's getting playful.
Get out of here.
You can call me Al Corsi.
Why do I have to be... Gay shirts? You said you weren't going to come out with those, you
Stand
fucker.
Up.
You said you weren't going to come out with those, you faggots.
Everybody wants you to be gay, Perry. Everybody wants you to be gay. All right. Are you done with your Italians and their contribution to society, or are we still back in that?
I don't like what's going on. I don't like what's going on.
Okay, we asked you to give five famous Italians that have done anything to contribute to society.
My God. Al Corsi's one. Rudolph Valentino's two. Marlon Brando's three. I'm talking American. He's an American Italian, you fucking idiot.
I believe that. Are you an Italian, sir?
Al Pacino, Marlon Brando. I mean, come on, Robert De Niro. Italian American. What?
Five Italians,
Name
he's
five
asking.
Italians.
Five Italians.
Five Italians.
Five
from
Italians.
Italy.
Al Pacino.
He's not from Italy. He's American. He's got to be from Italy. That would be the...
And not Columbus.
Marlon Brando.
Is an American.
What? I don't know these guys that... Aldo Cello.
Okay, four more. Four
That's
more.
One. My grandparents? Fuck. Frank Giuliano.
Al Corsi.
Born in Italy.
Hey, I hate to get us off the Italian track, but...
If I can just say one thing before you get into that. I think that this new segment, the Italians and their contributions...
I think it's
society,
great.
I don't know if it worked out that well. I don't... What do you think as an audience? Should we do it again? All right, I interrupted you, Mole. What were you saying there?
You know, today I was just on that internet, and they had a big thing on the Yahoo homepage about Carrie Strug, who was a great American here,
Remember
a young
her.
Lady, and they're celebrating many years ago that she first did that dramatic, heroic win of the girls' gymnastics with a broken foot. Now I was like, wow, I remember that. And you know I remember it? Because you know where I saw that? I saw that the first night that we were invited to Scary Perry's apartment for spaghetti dinner. Yes, that happened that
night.
That
was a long time ago. Right.
True story. And I was watching it, and it reminded me as they were watching Bella Caroli telling her, go, you could do it, Carrie, you could do it. And as that was happening, because she broke her foot, Scaremaster was standing in front of the TV yelling at Dan and I that we had to get out of his apartment. And we said, yeah, but the girl's going to jump, and she might win the gold medal. And he said, fuck you, get out of here. And so we sat down, we watched it, and we said, come on, Scare Master, let's watch this. So he watched it with us, and as she was running, Scare Master turned to Dan and I, and this is a great moment for America, and he goes, look at her. And we said, yeah, she's like 14. He goes, I would F the S out of that. I would just F the
I remember
S
that.
Out
you
of
did, you did
I
say that.
I don't remember,
remember that, Dan.
But I definitely remember that. And actually, we actually have video of that we're going to be putting
I'm
on
like,
the
she's
internet
14.
Real
He's
soon.
Like, look at her, that tight gymnastics. Yeah, Carrie Strug.
I remember her.
That's today in Perry history.
Yeah, Perry.
That's very good. Thank you. That's absolutely wonderful.
More photos.
Guys, can I say one thing? We are under 5 minutes before midnight. 5 minutes before the real celebration of 20 years of Perry.
Randy. If that motherfucker is here, he will go to jail.
Oh, jail.
What charges? What charges are you going to bring him up on?
Same charges that he got thrown in jail for with that 12-year-old.
Jail.
You see, I'll tell you something very interesting. I don't mean to compare your case to the Sandusky case, but you know what? At one point, there were people that knew that he was doing this, and they stopped it.
Yeah, because
they didn't stop it. And what happened was this. Other innocent children were put in danger.
And just you, like you're scared
you,
of
done you, you showed me an E.T. video. Excuse me, Mo. You showed me an E.T. video where this scumbag, Randy Callahan, raped a 12-year-old little boy in his office.
Right.
Right. This is after your thing. This is after your thing. But you didn't report your thing because you got a
satisfaction. Just like Sandusky.
So had you reported it, that 12-year-old boy would have been victimized. I think we should dedicate tonight's show to all the victims who became victimized because Perry didn't go to the authorities.
We are under 3 minutes until the stroke of midnight. Have you got your drinks? Come on, people. It's Mardi Gras. Is there any way I can get a water? Can somebody bring me a water?
Randy. You guys, people are crazy.
Hey, can you bring us some water so we can have something to drink? Maybe. And by the way, get some champagne, get everything, because we want to celebrate this. We're going to have the cameras on you. What's that? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you noticed that voice. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most powerful producers in town. Give a nice hand for Mr. Diamond Daniel Kellison, everybody.
Daniel.
Glad to have you here, Diamond Daniel. Okay, bring us tequila. Where's eBay?
eBay?
We are 2 minutes away from midnight.
Perry's hand's starting to shake already.
Because I'm getting over the neck surgery, you fucking idiot.
He broke his neck skateboarding.
How old was he? How old was he at the time, Mole?
Like late 40s. He went, there was a girl at the skate park, so he took his skateboard. He goes, hey, watch this. And then he broke his neck.
Right on his face. True story.
True story.
Al Corsi would never do that.
All right, we are a minute and 7 seconds from midnight, ladies and gentlemen. This is it, the reason we are here. Okay, is there anybody who wants to say anything? We are going to have what we're going to call our $10 question, where you can come up, ask a question, throw us $10, and you'll get your question heard on the air instead of the $10 shout-out. But we are now 43 seconds away from midnight, everybody.
It's like a Poseidon adventure.
All right,
except
guys,
a guy
everybody
who
got their drinks. Let's stand up here, fellas. Come on, guys. We're 25 seconds away from midnight, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, a guy who's done more for the black culture right here. Give a nice hand for Adam E. Black, everybody. 12, 10, 9,
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy Rape Day! Should Randy Callahan be forgot and never judged off by Perry?
Scary Terry Carmelo!
speech will be, I want to thank all you fucking guys for showing up at the comedy.
Yeah, but only one of you guys gets jerked off by him tonight.
Well, you know what? You know what? You got whip out my penis? Right now, it's not big enough for you to even handle. No, I'm not.
Spaghetti joke!
They want to hear the spaghetti joke!
True story, of what happened at my cousin's.
Hold on. Doing, Perry? Just tell the fucking joke.
Spaghetti joke.
And then after that, tell us how you almost choked your first wife to death.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She didn't put oregano in the mushroom, so you strangled her.
Held her up against the refrigerator with her feet off the ground and choked her almost to death. In front of your daughter.
I don't fall out. Spaghetti joke? Jesus. And that fucking thing goes back to 1992. You believe that? Spaghetti joke. All right. My cousin's daughter was having her high school graduation, and he didn't like people touching certain items at the house. It was a brand new house, and every time somebody would touch something, he'd fucking wig out. Worse than me at my house, because I'm fucking a nitty freak. What? I can't hear you guys!
Get to the party and blow the guy, is what they're saying.
I didn't blow nobody.
That's what they asked.
I didn't blow nobody. What? Oh, you want me to sing? Oh, my God.
First of all, guys, just for a second. All right, throw the socks.
That fucking hit me in the face like 80 million times. That's funny. I will admit that is funny. That is funny. Yes.
Yeah. You can use those socks to wipe your hands off.
Maybe I can wipe my cum off my dick. That is funny. I will admit, yes, that is funny, guys.
Hey, Scaremaster, just so you know, all of those socks have been dipped in man juice.
In man juice, huh?
What happened to Dan?
Here, look this.
Dan's taking pictures. Scaremaster's doing some stuff.
Finish the joke, Perry. Spaghetti joke.
All right.
Use your fatty pack as a shield.
All right. Well, this, my cousin's wife in Thousand Oaks couldn't cook pasta with a shit. So when...
So you jerked her off. I remember the joke.
You want to get kicked?
Perry, look at me.
God damn, you guys are fucking nuts. All right, it goes like this. Hey. Throwing the socks at me is over with, motherfucker.
Perry, don't throw socks at the audience. Sit down.
Welcome. That's Moreland?
Perry, we're in a podcast. You have to talk. They don't know what's going on.
Why you know these motherfuckers keep throwing socks
Don't
at
call
me?
Them motherfuckers. They're paying customers. All right, you know what? I'll tell you something.
You know what? When the wife couldn't...
I'll tell you something.
Stand up. Over.
sit down, Perry. You couldn't even tell one joke. I mean, they try to encourage you by throwing socks at you. Well, you know what?
They keep doing this.
They're still throwing socks at you. It's time right now, a little different segment. We don't have music, but it's time once again for our new segment, the $10 question.
$10 shout out.
Who has a question for the Scaremaster or anybody else here? You got $10? All right, come on up here. All right, what's your question for the Scaremaster?
I've fallen on some hard financial times. I don't know about you, Perry, but I should commend you because, thank you. You've had great energy tonight during the show. You're very fit. And I was wondering if you could advise the rest of us how we too can con the government out of taxpayer money.
Con the government?
He's saying because you're fake disability.
To make some money.
Fake disability?
A fake disability.
Oh, like my head injury? Like my
Wait, Perry, we didn't even get his name. What's your name?
You fucking nuts, you sick bastard.
Ava, give David a nice hand. All right. He's got a good question, Perry. How can you scam?
Fuck yourself. Yeah, you stupid.
Go fuck yourself was his answer. All right. Stop throwing out socks at the audience. Who else has a $10 question?
Fake disability.
All right,
it's
Perry.
Fake. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Okay, you've already said that.
It's a legitimate question.
Come on over here. Next question. What's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle, what's your question?
Perry, how long have you been a homosexual skateboard enthusiast?
Never been a homosexual skateboarder since 1974.
74? 74?
74.
Homosexual skateboard enthusiast?
No, wrong.
All right.
That's what he asked.
Skateboard. I said not a skateboard.
I said not a homosexual.
I said not a homosexual, you faggot.
All right. Hi, what's your name?
Zach.
And your question, Zach?
I would love to see what's inside of Perry Cable's
They want to see what's in
the bag. See what's inside my pouch.
They want to see
you
what's inside my pouch.
You do not need to see what's inside my pouch.
Show them the fanny pack. They just paid $10. All right, we'll show the whole fucking audience, not just Zach. We got to catch you. You're on a podcast. You got to talk into the mic. Go ahead.
You know what? That's a real Al Corsi thing to say, Scaremaster.
I don't care. Okay? Bucket number one was...
The audience wants to let Mole help, okay?
The audience does not get Mole to help because Mole's going to take it off me and steal the pack.
You don't know that. You do not know that. By the way, you can keep the hat. I mean, it's like a foul ball. If it goes in the audience, it's yours. All right. Ooh. All right. Do you want to tell them what's in the fanny pack real quick, and then we'll move on to the next question. What's in the fanny pack?
What's in your fanny pack is business cards, lactate pills, a whole big Costco box of lactate pills.
All right, I got another $10 shout out. Come on over here real quick. Get off the fucking cord, nitwit. All right, what's your question? What's your name?
I'm Eric Barino. I'm the sound guy from the Big 3 podcast.
And what is your question?
It's been 20 years. Did Randy spit or swallow, Perry?
Did he spit or swallow?
Swallowed like it's a fucking milkshake.
All right, I see a $10 question over there. Yes. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Andrew.
And Andrew, what's your question?
Yeah, I was just wondering if the after party was going to be at 7722 Reseda Boulevard.
I don't know. Let me handle this. First of all, that's Perry's address, and he's in Reseda, and it's apartment 102. But
and
you should not know that.
It's my house and my girlfriend's nobody else's.
Come on up here. Come on over here. Yeah. Hi. What's your name? Where are you? What's your name?
Yes.
I'm from Vegas. What's your question?
My question's for Mole. Can we smoke a bowl after the show?
Yeah. We gotta wait till after the show, dude. I'll wait.
Wait a minute. Here's a guy that bid and was one of the high donators. Give a nice hand over here.
Yeah,
we're not gonna slip. Oh, you know what? You get a free one.
Well,
I know I get a free one, but I know you guys don't like long ones, so I want to give you $20, and I want to read a poem that my friend wrote for Perry.
Wait a minute, he's going to read a poem that is fellow. Now that's nice. That's nice. That is nice. What does the poem say? Here we go.
Okay, this is by my friend. He goes by High Def, and here's the poem. It's just titled Perry. Perry, an ape titty gone sour, a solid diarrhea with a penis of a faggot. Perry, a fork gone unheard in a low canyon of filth, an Italian lizard in a child porno desert. A cruel, cruel joke with a forgotten punchline about a woman battered over spaghetti. A cup of rusted nut. Perry. Perry's dick is a tender mush. The N-word in group therapy. A loose dookie. An unwanted blowjob for a gay rapist. Here for one day and turning into a freak show. Perry. Devious auto manipulator. A savage pud pulling his pud until his putted off. I didn't write this. Will you bite off my bra, Perry? Perry, nude as the day he was raped, cowering in a puddle of urine and shame. How many cracks have you smoked? The worst fat guy I know. A witness to the lie that is the name Javajo. A weak-willed, premature ejaculation followed by a tear-stained apology. An unsatisfied woman left bitter and nauseous. Perry, a woman. Perry, lord of the flies, but only because he stinks like rotten lump of pasta fagioli. A useless dick, an irrelevant penis, a hero to single fathers everywhere, a subhuman knuckle shuffle on the piss pump of show business. Accidental pre-cum at Cookie Caramello's funeral march. Now, the time to teach this guy to be a fucking gentleman.
Number one, Perry.
Do you know who this is? It's me, God! You know you are the worst thing I have ever done. Perry knocked over the table. Perry knocked over the table. Perry knocked over the table.
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
Number one, my father is still alive.
Holy smoke.
Okay. Okay. Good wow. Comment back. Way to wow. Come back at it. Come on. Oh, a soft spot. Hello. Hi. What's your name?
Courtney.
Hello, Courtney. Go ahead.
Hi. Perry. I traveled very far this morning from New York City with my brother David, who you already spoke to.
Beautiful.
And I was wondering if you would give me a hug for being here for your special day.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to allow that. I am not going to allow that. I can't have you imaginary with Italian slime all over you.
You're a thief!
All right, go up and hug her. Give her a quick hug. Come on up on stage.
Help him with his fanny pack. Help with his
fanny. By the way, and can I say this? Let her go, Perry. Let her go. By the way, give a nice hand for her parents for growing those tits on her. Give her a nice hand for that, yes. All right, who else has a question? Right over here. Come on over here. We'll go with you next. Hi, what's your name?
And I just wanted to say fans of the Big Three are some of the luckiest fans in the world. And more of a statement, Perry, Scaremaster, you were proud to call Sheba your meal ticket.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
By the way, for those of you who don't know about Sheba, we're going to let it all out with video, and you're going to find out the story behind Sheba. So thank you very much.
Sheba,
thank you. All right,
you
come on.
She was
your meal ticket, for God's sake. Hi. What's your name?
My name is Scott.
And your question.
Well, I dressed as Perry for Halloween, and he reluctantly signed my picture that I sent him. I was wondering if he would nicely sign the picture of him signing my autograph.
Okay, you get a picture of this. You get a picture of that. He wants you to sign a picture of him, of you signing a picture of him dressing up as you. And you know what? Does anybody have
a picture? Of this.
Come here. Come on up here. Come on up here. Get up here. Take it.
Why don't
come on
you
up
take
the
a
middle
picture
step.
Of him signing the picture.
Take a picture. It didn't be right over his shoulder this time. This piece
yeah,
of shit. All right, here you go. Here's the pen. Give a nice hand. Thank you very much. Come around here. Come around here.
I'm gonna give you a pen. Picture.
All right, go ahead. Sign that, baby.
I like these pens.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your name?
Man, you gotta take a picture.
I don't have a camera. Anybody got a? All right, a lot of people want you to jerk them off, Perry.
What do you want me to say?
Elbow backwards.
Shut up, Frank.
Just fucking sign the fucking picture.
What do you want me to say?
To Scott. Sign the fucking picture. And while we're doing that, come on over here, sir. Come on over here. The $10 question over here. Come here. You want to get a question? We will. All right. Anybody else got a question? Over here. All right. Here we go. Hi, what's your name? Eric, you gave us fucking ones, you fucking cocks. Oh. $20. Okay. You're a VIP sponsor. Okay, give him a nice hand for that. You're wearing your Perry Gay shirt with great pride. And what is your question for the Scaremaster?
I'd really like to know if you could sing Back in Black.
Well, I've got a real treat for you. He is going to finish the show by singing Back in Black for everybody. Do we have anybody else with a question real quick? This will be it for our 10 minutes. Come on over here. Come on over here. Give this man a hand. Hi, what's your name, sir? Mike? Here, Mike. Come on over here. Mike, what's your question?
Are we going to see a sequel to Windy City Heat?
Well, as you know, for those of you who did not know...
I hope so.
All right, Perry. We were going to do Beantown Heat, and as you know, Tempur-Pedic's family was behind that, but now that Tim is gone, I don't know. One last question.
Too soon.
Yeah, it is too cool. All right, come on over here. Yes. Where's your $10? Come on over here. Can you let this man through? Why do you look familiar? Ladies and gentlemen, I know you. Ladies and gentlemen, from the movie The Hangover, Hangover 2. Ladies and gentlemen, due date, Sarah Silverman, Jesus is Magic. Give a nice hand for Stephen Brody Stevenson. You have a question.
I just want to say you're doing this is a fantastic thing. I am an alumni of Reseda High School, and it makes me proud knowing Perry lives in Reseda right down the street. Where
Why are you interrupting the fucking guy's question? Go ahead.
Finish it off, Stephen.
So my question, is there going to be a Windy City Heat 2? That's what we want to know.
We better.
I don't know if it, you know what? I'll tell you this. Bobcat, if it happens, Bobcat will be the director for damn sure. Him and Brad Morris. And
come on,
where's
Bobcat,
Brad Morrison?
Let's make a movie.
Those two put it right over there. Those two took a bunch of film and put it together. And there's our pal Jimmy Kimmel right there. Give them all three a nice hand. Who knows what's going to happen? All
hey,
right.
Bobcat, do I have to file a restraining order against Don Barris again before we give him that?
That would be smart. That's the reason the first one ended up when it did, you fucking idiot.
I think the reason that people are scared to work with Scaremaster is because whenever he wants to do something, he makes people let him jerk him off.
Try that again.
I think the reason why people are scared to work with Scaremaster is whenever he wants to do something, he makes people let him jerk him off.
I'll file a restraining order against you. I'll get you away from me.
You don't file a restraining order against me. Your daughter files a restraining order against you.
She never filed a restraining order.
Well, anyway, that was today's $10 question.
$10 shout out.
All right, guys.
Hey, Dan,
all right,
can I say something real quick?
Yes, you may.
You know, a lot of people have been asking me, they've been going, Mole, how are other people celebrating the holiday around the world? So I went on the internet to look it up.
Uh-huh.
And just real quick, a couple ways people are celebrating around the world. Down in the South Sea Islands, they're celebrating Sucky Sucky Tuggy Tuggy, which is their way of celebrating. In Mexico, they're celebrating Dia de los Manos de Amor. That means the Day of the Hands of Love. And over in Scandinavia way, they're celebrating what they call Kalahus, which is the day where Handy Claws flies across the sky giving SAG vouchers to all the good boys.
Handy Claws. Well, guys, get your fucking hand out of there. You'll get your fucking money later, you nitwit. Stop it. All right, well, guys, shut up, Perry.
It's money. He collected it.
Yeah, I was the one that did all the work. All right, well, guys, it is time to bring out a guy that hails from my part of the woods, a little place called Detroit, Michigan. We first learned about him with his hit song, Perry's Gay. His hit, Yo Perry, became one of the hottest rap songs last summer. So here he is, if you would. Welcome to the stage, the great Rucka Rucka Ali! Rucka Rucka Ali, everybody!
There's the Rucka Man.
Young and
who wants some money?
Rucka, Rucka, Ollie. Nice to see you, Rucka. Making it rain. There you go. Rucka, Rucka, Ollie.
Yeah.
You know what?
Hey,
what up now?
Looking good.
What's going on there, kid?
All right. You didn't know Perry at all, yet you wrote the classic song, Perry's Gay. What was the inspiration behind that?
Perry's always like, oh, look at me. I'm such a big star now. I got paid $10 million to do Windy City.
$10 million?
Fuck you! I got that kind of money.
$10 million?
Yeah.
$10 million.
That's what he said, dude.
Say it one more time. Shit.
He's full of shit.
Quit bragging, dude.
Lie. If I got $10 million, why would I sit here next to you two doofuses?
I'm your best friend.
Or are you three doofuses?
See what I told you?
$10 million?
As soon as he gets the money, he run off. You some bullshit.
Off to where? $10 million.
You starting shit again.
I'm starting shit again?
Okay,
you're writing shit songs about this guy.
Perry, shut the fuck up. The inspiration behind your second song, Yo Perry, was about the shit that he caused.
Yeah. Perry's brought a lot of pain to me and Ruckus Knuckus. We got mad Ruckus Knuckus in the building, I can see.
Oh my God.
That's how many people gonna find you in the parking lot, Perry, if you keep talking shit.
Go for it.
Now, I noticed one thing about your knuckles.
Go
for it. The average
you beats. And your knuckles, go for it.
Let's go, baby.
My bodyguard will beat the fucking shit out of all Nick, you fuckers. Yeah,
Nick. You're talking about Nick, everybody. Your manager slash bodyguard. Who, by the way, if I may say something, Nick was a very lucky guy because Nick got a chance to stay at Perry's house all week. And, wow. And then he actually wanted to come here to the Comedy Store. And Perry, through his kindness of all the wonderful things Nick has done, you wanted him to walk from Reseda to the Comedy Store.
I never said to walk from Reseda to the Comedy Store.
Did you give him a ride?
I was tired. I was trying to get over being sick. Oh yeah, boo! You fucking pussies! What do you think I am, a fucking machine?
No, nobody ever said you're a machine.
Typical celebrity.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you know
24
what?
Hours in like 10.
Well, I have some good news. Sorry to interrupt that flow, whatever the fuck you were talking about, Perry. But some great news. Rucka Rucka is here. And not only is he going to introduce a new video for us. And what's the name of that new video? The name of the new video.
It's called Give Me a Hand, Perry.
And it's an honor of this show. And not only that, you're going to sing the rap classic Yo Perry before we cut out of here.
Yo Perry!
How okay. much money am I getting paid on this one, motherfucker?
Okay, shut the
you
fuck up.
You already got $10 million, man. Quit being a money hog.
I got nothing, you
we ain't got shit in Detroit.
All right.
I ain't got
wait,
shit in
hold
the
on, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold everything, Perry. You got to shut the fuck up because I think I just heard... Is that a phone call? Uh-oh. Grab that mic. Okay, if you could send that call through for us, please.
Wonderful, wonderful. Here we are again, once more onto the breach, dear Big Three, once more. Little Henry V, or VD in my case. How is everyone?
Hello, Mr. Adams.
We have a great show.
The live podcast continues on. I feel like I'm calling into Jerry Lewis's telethon. Perry, do me a favor. Slap on that skateboard neck brace and waddle across the stage while Mr. Barnes sings You'll Never Walk Alone. What say you?
No, I don't think that's a good idea, Mr. Adams.
No, thank you.
Not at all.
Well, I will tell you what I think is a good idea. How about a little roll call? Who's near and dear?
I'm here, Mr. Adams. I'm here.
Hello, Walter.
And I'm here. And Perry, you're here. Say hello.
I'm here too, Mr. Adams.
Hello, hello, hello.
And I'm here, man. Rucka Rucka Ali.
Ah, Sir Ali himself. Hey. Wonderful. The very voice of the holiday.
That's what I've been saying. He's like,
Like Bing Crosby. Ah, yes, Walter, we do think alike, don't we? Now, let's continue the roll call. Who's out there in the audience?
Terry.
Who else?
Everybody, all 3,500.
Really, Mr. Barnes? Not time to say a hi diddly hello to our highest bidding VIPs, Jim Becker and Andrew Soto.
Well, I guess there's time for that. Give them a nice hand.
Well, you know what? Now I'm not going to. I'm bored with it. Scare Master, let me ask you, how are you holding up?
Very carefully. It's just I'm not.
Yes, I imagine this all must be quite something for you. All those adoring fans in the audience staring at you, enraptured. All wondering the same thing, just exactly what a hand job from you would feel like. Yes, yes?
All the girls are feeling with a hand job. Search your feelings.
You know it to be true.
All my girls out there.
We have a lot of show to get to, please.
Yes, well, I apologize. You know what? I apologize. I'm just in shock that you could still be doing a show so soon after hearing the news about poor Timothy Perpetic.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's very tragic.
Is that for real? Terrible.
If only Scare Master were in that cockpit, he would have grabbed that stick and yanked them out of danger, I betcha.
That's very nice of you, Perry.
Perry, you ever been in a cockpit?
Yes. Yes, what? Perry. Have you ever been in a cockpit? I'd like to give you a tour of one day.
Well, wait,
you can be my co-pilot. Forget Jesus. Jesus is my cool boy. How
I
about
fly
Paris,
a Vegas.
Trip around the cockpit?
Maybe you should do a joke, Mr. Adams.
Fine and dandy. A joke. Yes, a joke. Let's see. Let me think on. Here we are. What did the baseball mitten say to the baseball?
I got it. Catch you later.
Indeed, that was what was spoken, and so I too shall catch you later.
Good morning.
Toodles, love.
Bye, Mr. Adams. Thank you.
Mr. Adams.
John Quincy Adams, everybody, give him another hand.
It's a weird dude, guys.
I got something very, very special here because we've got the world premiere of the Give Me a Hand by Raka Raka Ali. Can we bring down that screen to show this thing?
Let's do it.
I don't know if the world's ready for this shit.
This has never been seen by anybody else, correct?
Right? It's never been seen. But yo, I did a lot of research for this shit. You know how people, Perry's always talking about he sucked a lot of cocks?
Raka, what are you talking about, you fucking nut?
We got down to the truth in this video. You never sucked his dick.
Thank you.
It's about
like a documentary.
All right, here it is, the world premiere of Give Me a Hand. Here we go.
Hello there, Perry.
Hello, sir.
Please have a seat, Perry.
Thank you.
I brought you in my office to ask you just how bad do you want to make it in show business?
Very much, sir.
Now, Perry, have you ever been with a man before?
No, but I would like to.
Perry?
Yeah?
Why don't you come over here and give me a hand?
It was 1992! Scary Perry was smoking a rock.
On him.
Perry says he lost his eyes and pictures.
Perry fucked his mom doesn't make him gay.
Oh, great! You waited 20 years to find out Perry's straight?
Way to go, scam master. Perry's a catcher, not a batter.
Randy Callahan, where have you gone? You were Perry's only friend. Randy Callahan, will you hear this song? Won't you come on Perry again? Perry still won't stop bragging about the day you made him a man. 20 years passed and it went so fast. Seems like it's yesterday he gave it his hand. If you believe that love could last this long,
the truth.
I don't remember ever saying stuff like that.
It's we got the Perry hologram in on this shit.
I don't ever remember saying anything like that.
Well, if you said stuff like that, you should try to remember.
You don't remember a lot of the stuff you do. Like, you barely remember what happened with Randy in that office. What happened was you got in trouble. You were doing a commercial for Alvin Hospital.
What happened was I got in trouble with girls.
Yeah, but who knows what you remember.
Well, you know what? I hate to interrupt this, but we're almost coming to the end, so I think it's time what we do here is the best thing we do here on this show. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's time for a little
Mole play.
All right, now, you know what mole play is all about? Mole will create a scene, he'll cast a scene, then he'll direct a scene. What we need to know is Mole. What are we going to do today on Mole Play?
Okay, first off, Mole Play is in no way associated with Mole Play, the board game and division of Propedic Industries. But I would like to say that we may never know what happened in that casting agent's office of Randy Callahan 20 years ago, but maybe with Mole Play we can. Now, we have a great bunch of actors here. The only question is, who can play Randy Callahan? Now, I'm looking out
Lisa
there and I see
Marie.
A lot of great potential Randy Callahans. If we could,
Lisa Marie can play
if
Randy
we could,
Callahan.
Scare Master, I'd like you to reprise your role of Scare Master. And if
where's
we could,
my Lisa? She'll play the only Randy.
1 second.
Hey, Perry, shut the fuck up. What we're going to do is this. Listen to what he's saying.
Jesus
shut Christ. Christ.
I expect this. You know what? I expect this out of Al Corsi, not you.
Hey, he wants a fucking guy to come to the stage and be to suck his dick or jerk him off. It ain't going to fucking happen.
Is that what you want? Is that what you want?
It ain't going to fucking happen.
What I would like to do is I would like to have a quick open call for Randy Callahan.
So who would
it's
ever
an
like
so if anyone would like to audition for the role of Randy Callahan, please come to the front. Randy Callahan's line is, hey, Scaremaster, I'll blow you, you jerk me off. How's that sound? Scaremaster?
Fuck.
Okay,
Scaremaster, your line is, that sounds great. All right, let's start on this.
Okay, so Perry, each person that comes up here that will give their line, then you will say, that's great.
That sounds great.
That sounds great. Okay. Hi, what's your name?
Nick.
And Nick, why don't you do your line?
Hey, Perry, I'll blow you, and you jerk me off.
How's that?
That sounds great.
Okay, next.
Perry, stop. Thank you. Stop. Mole, excuse me. You got one fucking line. That sounds great is your line. All right, and Perry, stop throwing socks at the audience.
That fucker's throwing socks
at the audience. It doesn't matter. All right, I see
Nick,
a hand
Nick,
over
thanks
here.
For coming. Nick, thanks for coming. We'll get in touch with you.
Okay, okay. Come on over here. Hi, what's your name?
Zach, man.
Remember you from before. You're the $10 question guy. All right, so give your line. And what is the line again because the last guy blew
it? Scary Perry, I'll blow you, you jerk me off. How's that sound?
Right, here we go, Zach.
It's Scary Perry. I'll blow you and you'll jerk me off. How's that sound?
All right, who else would like?
Anybody else want to give it a shot?
What's that?
Right here, Dan, right here.
All right, well, we got
Dan, right here.
Right here, go ahead. What's your name?
You blow me, I'll jerk you off.
All right, wrong.
Wrong.
It's a tough line. It's a tough line. I understand. It's a tough thing to
come
put together.
Here.
I get it. Okay,
hi.
Anyone else want to try it?
What's your name? Andy.
Thank you for coming.
Hello, my name is Ivan.
Go ahead, Ivan.
Hello, Scary. Why don't you blow me again? It'll be great.
You say that sounds great.
What?
Okay. All right.
Let's try someone else. Let's see if anyone else can give a shot.
Someone over here. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Christopher.
Hey, Scary Perry. Oh, wait, give me the line one more time. Hey, Scary Perry, I'll blow you, and you jerk me off. How does that sound?
Scaremaster.
Sounds great. Okay, what's your name? You seem very excited about this moment. You're a little jittery. What's your name?
My name's Sandy Gallagher.
Okay, Sandy, go ahead.
Got the name.
And go ahead.
Hey, Perry, why don't you blow me and I'll jerk you off?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
it's a difficult line.
Perry, stop throwing socks at the audience. We'll just take a couple more. Come on over here.
Anybody else want to give it a shot?
Come on over here real quick. And, sir, I'll take you next. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Jason.
Go ahead, Jason.
Say, Perry, here's the deal, see?
Hey, you forgot the whole fucking line.
I did like the energy.
All right, next guy. What's your name? Come on over here, sir.
Anybody else want to give it a shot?
Oh, lady. Oh, this is a... Ladies and gentlemen, from the room in the Hangover. Hangover 2. Due date, sir. Jesus is magic. Wait, no one's supposed to come on stage. No one's supposed to come on stage. No, get off stage. You can't come up on stage. It's a little scary. Your warm-up sucks. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Brody Stevens. So, all right, you ready with the line? You want to do your line from The Hangover? Go ahead.
So after we take their mugshots, we bring them on down here where they wait to be questioned by the arresting officers. Trust me, kids, you don't want to be sitting on these benches. We call this place Loserville.
Yeah! I like it. It's a tough line.
All right, we're going to take... Okay, I see it.
Hey,
it looks like a young Hebrew fellow.
Hey, the bald guy over here.
Come on over here.
Hey, get the bald guy over in front over here.
Okay, we will in a second.
Smack him one punch.
Perry, shut up. You are Jewish, correct?
Yeah.
Let me take off the glasses, see if the nose comes with it real quick. No, it doesn't. I guess not. Okay, go ahead. Do you know your line?
Yes, but I just feel like if someone got closer to Perry, like the real situation, maybe he'd get more.
It ain't gonna happen.
All right, that seems fair. Come on over here. Give him a nice hand. I know this guy. This is Ari Scheifer, everybody. Come on up here. All right, so you're gonna come over here. Go ahead, give your line.
All right, I'm going to have to ask Pete Perry you to stop throwing socks back at people for the last time. Okay, go ahead.
What do you want to say?
Actually, now that I'm this close, I realize that maybe I should have my dick out.
All right.
Get the fuck out of here.
If that gets you in the mood, I guess.
Get the fuck out of here. Where's the machete? Lisa, where's the machete? I'll cut that fucking prick right off.
Okay, go ahead. Give your line. Give your line. Perry, we're trying to do this. Sit down. Just sit down. Go ahead. Give your line.
You blow me. No, wait. Yeah, I blow you, and then you jerk me off.
Get the fuck off the
That's
stage!
That's not your line. That's not your line. Give a nice hand for the Jewish fellow with this penis on.
Fucking faggot.
He committed to the role. He committed to the role.
You know what? I think it's time. I think, you know what?
Anybody else?
Is there anybody else here? Anybody else who wants a reading with this? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, wait a second. Here he is.
Wait a second.
Give Mr. Burr Ward, everybody. Come on, let me give you a hand up. Come on up here.
Come on, Burr
Ward, his former assistant, everyone. All right, stop throwing stuff at him, Perry. Come on over here.
Burr, good luck with it. No one's really nailed it yet, so it's your audition.
By the way, who's throwing fucking pizza up here? Okay, go ahead.
Perry, can you stand up? Can we, like, an acting scene?
Well, you know, I need to use a restroom.
It's your old partner, Lee. It's the guy who helped him out. Stop encouraging people to throw socks at you, Perry. Just drop the socks. Okay, here we go. Take it away. I'll stand here. You get right here. Okay, here we go. We can get closer together. Here we go.
Perry, do you mind if I touch you?
Yeah, I do mind.
It's crazy in acting.
I do mind. I don't give a shit.
You asked that in an acting class. If it's okay.
I want to use the restroom.
I'm not gonna take my dick out. I just want to touch you. Is that all right?
You blow me, and I'll jerk you off.
It ain't gonna happen, motherfucker.
I think we found our Randy Callahan, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what?
We found him.
We had a lot of good people, but I think far and away, Burr Ward did the best. Unfortunately, we're out of time for mole play today. All right, there we go. Give a nice hand. Burr Ward. No, we're just about done with the show.
Mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Play.
Here's a treat for everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, doing this song that hit the chart. Oh, fuck. Ladies, be careful up here. There's pizza and shit. Ladies and gentlemen, give a nice hand. Singing this song, Yo Perry, Rucka, Rucka, Ali!
Yo, let's get Dalai Lama Tickle Man out here. It's my peoples right here. It's the realest people left in the rap game. The Southfield Scaremasters from Detroit.
Yeah.
We got a slippery ass floor.
Yeah, be very careful, guys. All right, here we go.
I got the safety socks to stand on this sheet. Oh, shit.
What is that?
Rucka, he's a cop, so he wants to suck my dick. I had a
better than I know how to do it is with this song.
Want to get in touch with us on the social network? On Twitter, I'm at SimplyDonOne. Where are you, Perry?
Gary Perry, we need on Twitter.
Mole, it's Draw Something, Mole Something. You want to get in touch with us on the Facebook? I'm at Don Barris. Perry, you're a Perry. F. Caravello, that's
A-A-R-A-B-E-L-L.
Okay, every night I'm at the World Famous Comedy Store closing out. Good night, everybody.
Come on, everybody, sing along.